weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, ladies, gentlemen, little green men. Welcome back, all of you, interdimensional demons, suckers and fools. Welcome to you all. So crazy. All right. Yeah, maybe this is the jolt in the arm the Trump campaign needed. He's going to go out. He's going to be going out on stage doing his dance. Next to him is a little alien doing the dance, too. That'd be pretty cool. You could bring an alien out on stage, riff with him for a little while. That'd be entertaining. Ridiculous. All right, let's get to the real things that actually matter, shall we? I'll wait for the next big file dump before I actually pay attention to anything about the aliens, because so far, nothing to sink your teeth into, folks. But I don't know. Maybe there's more than we know. But I want to talk about this story from Compact Magazine. I don't even know how I'm going to get through this because I Marco Rubio has been assigned as Marvin the Martian. It's pretty good. I like it. All right. Well, let's get serious, because Compact Magazine's come out with some pretty good articles about discrimination against white men recently. The latest, the last one was a really, powerful and it spread very widely. And basically what it described was the way in which the discrimination against white men, in particular, Christian white American men, was sort of facilitated and only allowed to happen because the white men who'd already established themselves felt like they could earn some good boy points by going along with it and basically pulled up the ladder behind them, right? They climbed the ladder to success. And once they're up there, they see a bunch of white guys just like them falling behind, and they pull that ladder up and go put it down by the less qualified non-white male people. And, it makes them feel good. Of course, they're forced to do this by ESG and BlackRock anyway, but there wasn't a lot of pushback. But that was sort of the theme of the first major Compact article about this, Compact Magazine article about this. And it was extremely informative and, broke down some of the numbers of just how discriminated against white men have been in the recent past. And I can't help but, now I'm the more you think about this and the more you realize just how widespread it was and just how, devastating this can be to people, and how does somebody, I don't know, just even continue living and succeeding when, you've gone to school, you're a good student, you are successful, creative, and driven, and you just cannot get a job, and you're working service jobs until your late 30s. It's so brutal what's been done, all in the name of equity and diversity, bullcrap from foreigners and infiltrators who are just discriminating against white people, which the whole I don't understand how they're getting away with this. I really don't understand how they've gotten away with it this long and how they continue to get away with it, except that white people just do not stand up for ourselves and just allow ourselves to be taken advantage of. It's genuinely insane. It would be different, albeit, I don't know, a different gradient, maybe on the same spectrum, but on a different place in the spectrum. But, if a bunch of white guys were actually put in their positions because they were white guys, if we actually lived in the world that the liberals want us to live in, think that we live in, the white supremacist world where a bunch of mediocre white guys are just gifted amazing jobs because they're white guys, if we actually lived in that world and then there was an actual anti-discrimination law that came into effect where the white guys were no longer getting picked just because there are white guys. And so therefore white guys were being replaced by non-white guys. But because those non-white guys were the better candidates, do you understand what I mean? That this isn't, it's not like this was ever a fight against discrimination. Discrimination was legally eliminated decades ago, functionally eliminated decades ago. Certainly gone inverted in certain cases. I mean, at this point, practically everything, right? You look at who's graduating college, girls over boys, who's succeeding in this. It's like white men are just, you know, last in a lot of it. But again, not because they're not qualified, as we'll learn in this next story from the Compact magazine, but because they're white guys. So it's like this is just pure discrimination. We had at least something, you know, reaching towards meritocracy maybe 20 years ago. Mid-2000s, sure, it was diverse, but not totally unnaturally so. And then they just came in and said, you know what? Let's discriminate against white guys. Just openly, blatantly, flagrantly violating the law. And they just get away with it, and nobody holds them to account. Now, interestingly, I did have a story yesterday. I don't think I have it with me today. But I think it was a New York Times article, and it was basically saying that it was a account from lawyers that handle discrimination lawsuits. And they're like, we love when white guys come in to file a discrimination lawsuit, because with any other group, you have to go in and try to determine discrimination through comparing similar applicants and, you know, a bunch of data that you have to correlate and go, all right, well, it looks like this person would have been chosen normally, but they're black. So maybe there's some discrimination there. But it's vague and it's particular, and you have to actually find sort of you have to sort of assume things and then, you know, find things that fit into that assumption. When a white guy comes in, they go, we get discovery. We hit control F white guy. And it just because they were open about it, because you get emails from executives going, don't hire him. He's a white man. Hire less white people. Great pool of candidates, but I see too many white people there. Eliminate some of them. So it's like, the discrimination is so overwhelming, so blatant, so obvious that like civil rights lawyers are like, yeah, bring us the white guy cases. We can win them with our eyes closed, because the people doing it celebrated the fact they were doing it. They go on TV and brag about doing it. So the only reason they're allowed to do it is because white guys just go, oh, okay, I got discriminated against. Darn it. It's like, what? And that's the thing. It's because white people have absorbed this. They like think that we deserve to be discriminated against. We don't, folks. Nobody does, but white people especially don't. So now there's this new article from Compact Magazine that focuses on the medical industry, which I would say is extremely important. And again, you have to understand, they are injecting diversity and ESG into life and death situations. Air traffic controllers, medicine, the legal profession. If this continues, it's extremely dangerous, folks. Like, it, you know, the number one cause of death in the country, I'm pretty sure, is doctor malfeasance, right? Maybe it's like second under heart disease or something like that. But so many people die every single year because of incompetence of doctors, because they get something wrong, because they just mess up because they're tired and overworked or whatever it is. It's a major, major cause of death in this country. And we seem to be doing everything we can to increase that number exponentially. So the article from Compact Magazine is called Medicine Without Merit by Forrest Bowler. And again, I don't know how I'm going to get through this because it's a long article, but honestly, I want to read the entire thing verbatim and comment on all of it because it's all that powerful and important. But at least in the beginning, he says, when I applied to medical school in the midst of the pandemic in the wake of the death of George Floyd, I had reason to think I was a competitive applicant, particularly for my state's public medical school, which favors in-state candidates with strong academic records. And I didn't assume I was entitled to admission, but I thought I would get in somewhere. I didn't. So I did what failed applicants are told to do. I sought feedback. Eventually, I spoke with an admission officer at one of the schools that rejected me. He told me I was extremely qualified and had everything the school looked for in an applicant. He couldn't give me a concrete reason why I wasn't accepted, other than that I didn't fit the demographic the school was prioritizing. And other applicants were viewed as having traveled a longer distance to medicine. My application, he said, was evaluated through that lens. And again, this is something that now we've seen the videos. There's been undercover videos. There's been investigations. There's been open admissions. And like, again, they aren't even shy about it. The left has been able to get away with whatever the hell they want for so long in this country. They do not even hide their blatant conspiracy to deprive you of rights or commit discrimination on an industrial scale. They're open about it. They brag about doing this. They act like it's a good thing. BlackRock publishes the ESG requirements that demand you fire white guys. Like, they just do this and nobody stops them from doing it. It's infuriating. But the assumption baked in here, like, I don't know anything about this guy. I don't know anything, you know, but one of the things they would do is they'd go, well, we're not allowed to discriminate by race anymore, but we can ask for biographical information and judge them on that. This idea that somehow being from a wealthy family means that you shouldn't be given less of a chance to become a doctor. What? It's complete. It's a complete inversion. Like, ask anybody from more than 30 years ago. It's like, hey, if your parents are a doctor, if your parents are both doctors, would you likely make a good doctor? I'd be like, yeah, probably. There are certain things that make you a good doctor. There's certain characteristics about a human being that makes them a good doctor. And when two people have those and are successful in that path and have a kid, that kid's probably inherited the very characteristics one would need to become a good doctor. If anything, that should give them a higher priority because you want the best doctors, don't you? Don't we? Apparently not. Apparently we want doctors like this. Insane surgeon dances and sings during surgery. And she like kills people regularly and like had to be fired. Like, I can't remember how this story ended, but no, literally she's in surgery with patients cut open before her and she's twerking and dancing.